Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I am very excited today to be joined by Mr. Dirk Zeller of Real Estate Champions. We are going to add as much value as we possibly can to your real estate lives today. Dirk, thanks so much for stopping by.
My pleasure, Grant. Great to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's dive right into this. Tell us about yourself, man. Who are you? How'd you get to where you are today?
Well, I was born in a log cabin. No, I'm just kidding. I was a top 10 agent in a 10 state region for a large national firm. I was selling 150 homes a year in the 90s and the early 2000s and transitioned into coaching and training. And I've been coaching and training agents for 20 years, spoke all over the world, have written 11 best-selling books and six, seven of them dummies books in terms of success and time management. So really enjoy what I do and help agents make a lot more money and be profitable, which is a big issue for agents today.
Yeah, let's dive right into that. What have you seen are some of the top, few things that keep agents from being profitable?
Well, one is the time management strategy. I mean, in real estate, there's a whole bunch of things you can do to make $15 an hour. And not very many things you can do to make 200, 300, 400, 500, 1,000 an hour. And for most agents, it's in the mix of their time. If your audience wants to make more money and net more money, they have to drive their hourly rate up. That's the biggest issue. A dentist that can see more patients, do more drilling, filling, and billing in an hour is going to make a lot of money. And a lot more money than their colleagues. And I use that example because my father was a dentist for 30 years and I loved to watch him work. And he retired in his late 50s because he did more patient work, gold crowns, let's call it, procedures than anybody else of his colleagues did in the same amount of time. An agent is no different.
I love it.
Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's something we try to preach as often as we possibly can.
Yeah. So you look at, hey, am I physically meeting with clients enough? Am I talking enough times to clients in the course of my day? This game of real estate is still face to face. Obviously, there's a whole lot of new marketing strategies to get face to face. But you still gotta get face-to-face. 32% of the buyers, according to NAR, bought through the online, were an online buyer. That relationship started online. That was 32% of all the transactions. So that's 1.7 million transactions that are in the online realm. But 72% of those buyers bought through the first agent they met with. It's still about getting face-to-face. You can't sell unless you're face-to-face.
What are some of the things that you find agents are doing right now before that face-to-face interaction happens, right? I think we call that lead generation. But what are some of your most successful students doing well to create more of those face-to-face interactions?
Well, they're generating leads. That's one of the greatest things, in my opinion, about real estate. There isn't one way to do it. There isn't one way to generate leads. That's certainly one of the things you're known about is all the different ways to market and create leads. There isn't one right way. It isn't only referrals. And in fact, I would say, everybody, just so you know, if you're trying to build 100% referral-based business, you're putting all your eggs in one basket. It should be the most important segment of your business, but it shouldn't be the only one. there's a bunch of gurus out there saying, oh, referrals are the only thing. You should only be doing referrals. BS. Nobody should do 100% of any one lead generation. You're putting all your eggs in one basket. You're imbalanced. And if that basket shrinks or adjusts, you're dead meat.
Absolutely. 100%.
So I think, everybody, you've got to have an online presence. You've got to have a strong past client and sphere of business. You've got to drive that business to ultimately a face-to-face. You've got to have some listing side niches. Could be more traditional, like expireds or withdrawals or cancels or any of those niches. But it certainly could be, what are my home worth campaigns online? Could be Facebook marketing. It could be any number of things. Again, there's lots of ways to generate leads. The biggest mistake that I've seen in more than 30 years of being in the real estate business is the fact that we switch so quickly. We do something for 30 days, we do it for 45 days, oh boy, it didn't work like I thought, so now I'm gonna start something new. Stop doing that. That's a recipe for failure. Absolutely. If you aren't willing to commit to something for 4 to 5 to 6 months at a minimum, you are absolutely wasting your money and wasting your time. You got to stick and stay and make it pay.
You got a lot of really good analogies for for some of the things that you're talking about here.
That's because I've been around a long time, and I got a lot of road abrasions from this business.
So I couldn't agree more, you know, 1,000,000%. I don't think that, obviously, you know, primarily social media is where we help people a lot. But I think that if any good business person is going to have multiple pillars, and even we do, I mean, I don't just have Facebook as my only source of bringing new business. It wouldn't be smart of me to operate that way. I always tell people that relationships have taken me farther than Facebook ads ever will. And so I think that you really kind of believe in a lot of that philosophy. What are some of the key things that you've tried to help people understand when it comes to building relationships in business?
Well, it has to be a situation where you have reciprocity. The other thing is it has to be value. Most agents are not producing enough value for the consumers. It's why we're seeing degrading of the fee structure in our business. It's the aspect of, are you the expert in the marketplace? Do you really understand the market? Can you share with clients stats? I mean, I'll give you a classic example. I was speaking a couple of years ago at a major real estate conference for one of the largest companies in the country. And Lawrence Yoon was also one of the speakers. He's the NAR economist. He came off the platform and I was talking with Lawrence about the home buyer and seller report that they do every year from NAR. They research. It's a research piece. It's about 120 pages. And so I asked him, I said, hey, Lawrence, I really appreciate you doing this. You guys have been doing it for like 40 years. And I said, how many agents actually get that? And he said, you'll never guess. And I said, well, there's 1,000,004 members of NAR. You sell 140,000 copies. He went, not even close. I said, 50,000. He said, no. We sell 5,000 copies a year. 5,000.
Yeah.
Everybody, let me tell you, grant your audience, the NAR Home Buyer and Seller Report is one of the best things NAR does for us, and the vast majority of agents don't even know that it exists. It's $20.
I find that the vast majority of agents don't know reports at all exist. I think that there can, and please, if you're listening to this, don't take that as a derogatory statement. Just understand that, you know, reporting is the lifeblood of knowing what's going on in your business. And we find so many people try to operate here, you know, in the gut, in the feels. I don't feel like business is going well, or I feel like things are going great, but don't actually have anything in writing. Like, don't actually have anything, even on an Excel sheet or a QuickBooks report, something that shows them how their business is doing. So I'm both shocked and not shocked that's kind of the statistic there.
Well, the key measure, you need to know your market. What is the inventory? What is the absorption rate? What are the price bands? What is the remaining months of inventory? What is the pool of buyers? What is the pool of sellers? Is it going up? Is it going down? I mean, here's the thing, everybody. The fact that they can get property feed from you of new properties is a commodity. It's a complete commodity in today's world. It's like you're a bunch of bananas. And if you go to the store, you don't care whether you buy Dole bananas or Chiquita bananas. You only care about the price. That is not the game I want to compete in, and it is not the game that I want my clients to compete in. You've got to bring more value. And more value is being an expert in the marketplace. Yes, you need a relationship. Yes, you need to be liked. Yes, you need to be trusted. Part of the trust, though, is that you're an expert, not just the relationship. The relationship is important, but it's not enough in today's competitive marketplace where they feel they can get all the information they need online.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You've got to do both and consciously do both in your marketing, in your strategy, in your conversations, and your presentations, whether that's a listing presentation or a buyer consultation.
Yeah, we talk about creating crutches. And, you know, as a real estate professional, you're the crutch for a home buyer or a home seller. And you hear so many people trying to talk about how can I automate everything away so I don't have to do very much work, when the truth is like that is our job, right? In a lot of cases, is to be the crutch that buyers and sellers lean on when they have problems. The more you try to push away your task, your duties, your responsibilities, because you're busy, you know, it's natural. The more you're pushing towards a technology that, you know, not really can replace you. I don't necessarily believe agents are in that place, but they're certainly being leveraged against it. And the real estate community as a whole is absolutely being leveraged against technology in a massive way. So it's definitely interesting.
And newsflash, Grant, I don't have as much money as Zillow does.
I don't think anybody does.
Or some of these other companies that have raised massive amounts of VC money.
You're talking about companies like
Redfin. As an agent is absolutely never going to be as good as theirs because I don't have as much money.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And so if you're in the real estate industry right now and you're looking at that, because everybody is, right? What's happening with Zillow? Realtor.com just made massive shifts. What's happening with these different companies? What is your response? How do you work against something like that? Or how do you work with something like that? What is your kind of thought, maybe opinion about the direction that an agent should take in the current state of real estate?
Well, I don't think success principles go out of style. The reality of it is we all think maybe the new and the original is best. Let me give you a news flash. Most of the success principles of life were written about in a book called Proverbs that was written in 800 BC.
There you go.
All right. I just finished Success Habits for Dummies. I got asked to rewrite Zig Ziglar's original Success for Dummies, which mine is going to be out in a couple of weeks. I can tell you, there's a lot from Proverbs in there. Yes, it's the Dirk Zeller spin of Proverbs, but the truth of the matter is foundational success principles have not gone out of style. they still work.
Absolutely. Preach.
They will never go out of style.
That's something you've got to understand.
Who was an incredible mentor for me and got to be a good friend before he passed away, had a famous line, "Beware of the man who has told you they've learned to manufacture antiques."
I like it. I like it. I think I spoke over you when you said, did you say Jim Rohn? Is that who you were?
Jim Rohn.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody heard.
R-O-H-N. Brilliant man.
Absolutely brilliant man. Seems like the godfather to a lot of, the grandfather to a lot of great mentors that are currently out there doing a lot of big things, like yourself as well. I think that's so true that marketing is marketing, sales is sales, business is business, success is success, and there are principles that have guided those things since the beginning of time, and they've never gone out of style. The only thing that really has is the tact, maybe the way in which you go about doing certain things. But I know that hard work still works, and it still works really, really, really good if you actually go out there and do it.
Let me jump here with one other thing, and that is, if you expect to get wealthy by spending more than you make, you will likely not accomplish that. If you make $1 million, but you spend $1,000,001, you're still going to be broke.
Yep. Absolutely. Some things that we all had to learn at some point. And I can't sit here on my high horse and say, yep, that's what it's got to be. Obviously, I was bankrupt at the age of 23. So I learned that lesson the very hard way. Learn the lesson and moved on from it. And I think that's something that every agent out there has to do at some point. Nobody really starts out with the blueprint unless they go to a guy like Dirk or anybody for that matter that actually has done it, that's built the business and has a plan and can help somebody work it. So I couldn't agree more.
And you want to be your own best customer.
Yeah.
Everybody, you get wealthy owning it, not selling it. Selling it is the cash flow. One of the best pieces, and I'll share it with all of you, and I own 63 rental properties. I don't have investors. I don't have partners. I have my wife of 29 years. She's my partner, but I'm not leveraged and owns, minuscule portions of 63 rentals. I own 100% of them. All right. I became my own best customer, so to speak, in terms of buying it. But one of the pieces of advice, my father, I respect so much, he's brilliant, he's 88 years of age, but he said to me when I got in the real estate industry, he said, Dirk, you need to understand, dentistry was the cash flow that the banks loved that allowed me to invest in real estate, which made me wealthy. Mm. And I operated my real estate practice with that same mentality. My real estate practice was the positive cash flow that had good margins that when I found a deal and I wanted to go to the bank to borrow the money to get it, it was easy to get because I was profitable.
Yeah, that's really great advice. Really, really, really great advice. And if you're listening to this, I hope that you took it. It's something, I'm 28 years old. I'm not very old, right? I've still got a lot of time left. But it's these things that I've learned in the last few years that I've just began to take so seriously because you realize how much time you don't have. Understand what Dirk just said, because he just gave you a gold mine that your business, is really building you a foundation for setting you up for life. If you'll pay attention to the things that you've got to do to make that. I feel like you're just full of golden nuggets, my man. I feel like we could probably just sit here for hour after hour and we could roll some of these things out. But I know you're a busy guy and I appreciate you stopping by. So I want to make sure that everybody that's listening to this goes and follows you or pays you or subscribes to you or whatever it is that they can do to get around you, because I feel like they would definitely benefit from doing so. What is the best way somebody can connect with you if they want to learn more about you?
Sure. They can go to our website, www.realestatechampions.com. They can follow me on Facebook. certainly we do a lot there and a lot of posting there, but we obviously do a lot of standard tried and true marketing and communication, and we come from a place of value. I'm always doing videos. We're always launching new programs. We run specials. We understand. And everybody, I'm kind of in a different place in my life in the sense that I've ran the race. I've gotten the t-shirt. I mean, I do what I do because I love to do it, not because I need the money. Because the truth is, with the kind of rental assets I have, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be. And we should all work together to try to get everybody listening to this into that place. And if you want to, make sure you go to realestatechampions.com. We'll make sure that we link that in the show notes of this. Reach out, connect with Dirk. This guy is full of value. He's got a vast history of experience of actually getting results and helping his clients get results. And I think that you would absolutely love the opportunity to connect with him on a deeper level. Dirk, thanks so much for stopping by the show today, man. We really appreciate you.
Hey, my pleasure, Grant. You're doing a great job, and I'd love to be part of it and help your client base.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to the Marketing Genius Podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Peace. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.